It goes without, I mean, no introduction needed, right? For the gentleman on my left or right, however you're looking at this, whatever. First, it took retirement basically for him to get in to the basement and join me on my podcast. Fitz, it is great to see you. I'm so happy to see your face, dude. And everything is epic on you as we speak. How you doing, pal?
I'm good. What happened to your beard? Because it was good for a while there. Now you just ditched it.
I know I did. I know.
You look good, though. You look real good.
Thank you, buddy. It was COVID beard. And listen, I wish that Liza and my wife had had a conversation, because I probably would still have it if that had happened. But yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. Whatever. So let's get to all of this. First of all, you're retired now. Who's the coolest person that has congratulated you to this point besides me?
You're definitely up there. You're top five. it's the cool thing for me has been the just sheer volume of people, whether it's text, whether it's, I don't have his number, let's email him. I'm not on social media, so it's not a lot of randos. It's a lot of, you know, former teammates, coaches that have reached out. It's been really cool just to hear from everybody. It allows me, the last 2 days has really allowed me to appreciate all the people that I've not only come in contact with, but have had some sort of hopefully positive impact on their life. So that part of it has been really neat for me the last few days.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, dude, I've done some sort of media for 30 years. And I mean, my God, without you in it, in that time frame, my media life is not complete. So gracias to you. Okay. How long has this been on your mind in terms of, you know, since when you got drafted? Not knowing how long it was going to last. Right. Like,
yeah, that part of it, having no clue that I'd have any sort of career.
Right. I mean,
right. That was always there, but, you know, when I contemplated retirement after the 2016 season, which was Jets miserable, hated every second of it, hated football, wasn't a great year for me. You know, I just didn't play very well. And after that, kind of refound the passion, refound the fire. It's been really fun. You know, unfortunately last year I had the hip injury.
Yeah.
And so it kind of started after my second scan, the MRI with the hip injury, just some of the results that came back and wasn't necessarily looking very exciting in there. And then part of it too is just, you know, my oldest is in high school now. A lot of different factors that have gone into it, but I made this decision. It's been over a month, you know, where I haven't really put it out there. And Fred almost unknowingly did a favor for me and put it out there. Like Freddie hit me up with an apology text this morning and was like, sorry, dude, I didn't know it'd take off like that. Like, I didn't mean to. And I was like, it's fine. I mean, totally, totally cool. But I just put that together, all my former teammates, just to send out a thank you to a lot of them. Freddie was the biggest name on the list. He's always been special to me.
I was going to say, man, Freddie, you got to know better than that. When Bills Mafia gets a hold of anything, it is wildfire. Right?
It's all good though. You know what? Like I don't have social media. I don't have, I played on 9 teams. So it's not like I'm going to hold the Eric Wood, Freddie J, like Kyle Williams retirement. Right. So I didn't know how I was going to do it. So Fred made it easy on me.
That would have been absolutely epic, by the way, if you had actually done like a Kyle Williams and flipped it over and played like DT for one play, and like we arranged it so you could get a sack on the other quarterback, like whoever, maybe your most hated football, maybe Brady or whoever, whatever. Yeah. That would have been awesome if we could have done it, but whatever. I'm sure this question you've probably been asked, and if not, here you go. What are you going to miss most and least about playing?
Most, and you hear it all the time, but most will be locker room. Most yep. will be, sitting at the meal room, which, you know, we lost during COVID, which it was, that part of it was tough, you know, having the grab and go meals and things and not being able to sit down and talk with guys. But I think that the lunchroom, the camaraderie, the road trips, that kind of stuff. I mean, I love playing. I love being out there and playing loose and free and trying to give some of that energy to my teammates. But, I don't know. Hopefully I don't become like a drug addict or something trying to seek that high somewhere else. But I really enjoy watching my kids right now play sports and helping them and all they're doing. We got a trumpet player. We've got all kinds of stuff going on at home. So being dad will be it for a while. And then from there, we will see, man.
What do you, and maybe you already know, although it's been sort of limited, but like, what kind of a sports dad are you? How involved are you? Do you get mad? Do you just,
I'm very involved in that. I'm present. I mean, I love going to practice. I love drop offs and pickups, but I am not, I mean, I'm encouraging to other players on the team, but very quiet. There is no instruction being yelled by me. I want the kids to have a good time. I want them to learn from team sports. I want them to learn from losing and failure. I want them to be able to bond and come together. So there's like a lot of, I feel like I've got a decent perspective on it, which a lot of parents get lost, especially in these 9-year-old soccer games. I want all the good things for my kids. That's not to say that it's all just, fun is the only thing we need. Like, they need to learn some of these other life lessons through sports. I think that's really important for kids to play team sports and have to rely on other people and have to be counted on by other people, but definitely won't hear me yelling at these games at all. I will not be chasing down any umpires or referees or I'm pretty chill.
Well, it's really hard for you to be, pun intended, incognito, right? I mean, like, it's pretty out. Oh, look, well, there's Fitz again.
Well, I found that when I coach, whether it's, I help out or have helped out with baseball, but I don't love coaching football with my kids because I just feel like it's a little too much pressure. But like, I'm helping with flag football right now and I'm the defensive coordinator, and basketball. But I've found that when I do that, parents don't really complain to me about what's going on and kids playing time. So that part of it is nice. I can avoid a lot of that, but you better believe that every other coach really wants to beat me to say that they, beat me in 6-year-old soccer or whatever it is. But I really have a fun time with the kids running around and helping them out.
All right. This really obvious question, because all the greats are doing it. When are you going to unretire?
I was the oldest quarterback in the NFL for 42 days. I held the title for 42 days. I don't think you'll see me unretire anytime soon. Yeah.
Just checking. So now this affords you, perhaps, obviously you're going to be more of a dad. Obviously you're going to do those kind of things, but it affords you with this now new time on your hands to maybe do some kind of bucket listy stuff that you maybe weren't able to do before. I mean, are there things like that now that you look forward to doing that you couldn't before?
So a lot of that is like, what happens in the fall that I've missed the last 17 years. And some of that will just be spending time with my family on holidays, being able to get together and do things. Not my kids, but my extended family. One thing I'm very excited to do, and I can't believe it took me this long to bring up Harvard in an interview, but the Harvard-Yale game with my kids,
yeah.
To be able to take them there and to go back on campus and to be able to see all that and experience it. There's just little things like that you just, during the fall, I could never do. So that stuff's going to be awesome and definitely looking forward to it.
Speaking of that, you're a 7th round pick out of Harvard, and a 7th round pick out of Harvard quarterback is not supposed to have more career touchdown passes than Terry Bradshaw and Kurt Warner and Joe Namath. How in God's name did you fool people for so long?
It's crazy. It's so crazy. When I think back to, being in college and just, I wasn't the full-time starter till my junior year. It's not like I was some blue chip recruit I was there and just tried to work hard and hopefully get on the field. And my junior year, I became the full-time guy and was happy with that and just kept working hard. And then all of a sudden people started telling me that maybe the NFL was a possibility. And I was like, wait, what? Like, like the NFL, like what, like Brett Favre NFL? And it just, it's been a great ride the whole way. I mean, it really has. You know, Buffalo was my longest stop, 4 years. My only other stops were either two or one, but Buffalo was really the first time that I became the guy, the full-time starter. It was the first time for me that there was a offense that I felt clicked with me, and Chan Gailey gave me so much confidence out there on the field. Had a great conversation with him today, by the way. He is doing well and is, he's probably a scratch golfer right now. I don't know. He's always on the golf course. Yeah. Which, by the way, I played with Lee Evans and Derek Dockery the other day. Yeah, a couple blasts from the past names there. But I've reconnected with Lee. If we were to stay here in Virginia, our boys would be going to the same, they'd be going from Bill's daycare back in the day to the same high school, throwing, you know, to one another, but we're going to end up moving. So we won't have that happen. But.
That's cool. So how much money did you win?
We do a little bit, but Lee beat me. Lee's a good player, man. Yeah? He's good. I'm okay. But yeah, Lee hits it around great.
Hey, no offense, but listen, hips are a big part of golf.
Yeah, exactly. Every time I hit a bad shot, I wince and start limping a little bit. Oh, so
whatever, Tiger.
The sand got in my eye.
Oh my God. Okay, so inquiring Bills Mafia members want to know, are you going to sign a one-day contract and retire as a Bill?
I don't know how any of that works. So okay. Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody about it.
That's fair. Your shirtless fandom, by the way, at the playoff game that obviously became a GIF, whatever you want to call it, and all that, gave you instant admission to Bills Mafia. You know that. So what message would you have to the rest of the Bills Mafia world galaxy out there that you wanted to tell them?
Well, I'll just say, like, talking about that, that particular game. So every year for the last 5 or 6 years, I have brought my two oldest boys to the Super Bowl. We kind of travel and go wherever it is. I brought my daughters as well when it was in Tampa because we didn't have to go anywhere. But this year I didn't really feel like going to LA and a home playoff game versus New England. I was like, this is it. Like, we need to go here and experience this because it will be like nothing you have felt before at any of these games. And we flew in that day. And as we were walking up to the stadium, my boys were like, Dad, let's do shirts off. Sure. You know, it was -3 or whatever it was. And that was the chatter through the whole game. They wanted to do shirts off, whatever. And a couple guys throughout the game, as you know, always happens, taking their shirts off and doing the deal and their skin's turning pink. And you're like, that's not good. But after that, I think it was the seventh touchdown. Like, after this seventh touchdown, when it was like, this is the most remarkable, most fun game I have ever been to. This deserves some nudity. It really does, you know. So I said, boys, let's do it. So me and my, at the time, 14 and 12-year-old, took the coats off, took the second layer off, took the third layer off. Luckily, I still had the sweater going. They were just bare skinned, you know, but, what a great moment. Like, that stadium was so on fire. It felt so good. And then it was like 3 or 4 minutes. I had to put the shirt back on. They were like going on 10 minutes and I said, okay, time to put them back on, dudes. Let's go.
So while we're on that excitement, talk about your feelings about what's happening here. I mean, with Josh and you've played against Josh, obviously, when you were playing. I mean, talk about what's going on here. They're the Super Bowl favorites going into the season. I mean, how impressed are you with what's been built and what could possibly be?
It's awesome. I think the Bills are so lucky to have Josh, and I think Josh is so lucky to have the Bills. It's a perfect marriage, you know, for him and what he stands for. And I mean, he's got a toughness and a grit, and it just matches the fan base. He is the perfect quarterback. I mean, he's goofy, he's silly, like doesn't take himself too serious, but
sounds kind of familiar.
he has talent to go with it, though, you know. So that's, I mean, he's got an amazing skill set. But I've gotten to know him off the field as well. And he is, I mean, he's young and dumb and fun and just one of the guys. And I know that, you know, what he did in the playoffs this year was absolutely unbelievable. And it was such a shame that it didn't, you know, go farther or further than it needed to. But it was one of the greatest, you know, runs of two games in the playoffs that I think anybody's ever seen. So hopefully, you know, that continues and he just continues to get better and better every year, which is a really scary thought.
Right. I was going to say, it's really remarkable at his age, the kind of maturity he has, right, to lead the way he does, obviously through his actions, because he's an extraordinary player, but to be the guy that everybody loves, like there's nothing to dislike about him, right?
Yeah. Well, and even just the improvement, like, I think we can all remember, I mean, he was a 50 or 52, 55% passer a couple of years ago. And now he is just absolutely deadly. You know, the accuracy, the decision-making, just one of those guys, like he looks bigger and different than everybody else on the field. It's pretty cool. And then when you couple that with guys love playing with him and playing for him, I mean, that's a pretty good combination right there.
Did you watch the match?
I did not.
It was pretty remarkable. I mean, he is so much bigger than Mahomes, and even Brady's a tall guy, and Rodgers. He's so much bigger than all three of those guys. It's really remarkable how much bigger he is. Like, just he's a specimen, you know?
We did an event at Topgolf a couple years ago. I think it was when the Super Bowl was in Atlanta, maybe. And you know, it was like shooting at targets or something. And it was for Pat McAfee and I was winning. I like was doing the best. And then Josh walks up with like a driver and hits like 370-yard slices, but he knows his miss. So he's aiming this way and like almost hits it over the back, you know, wall somehow and ends up winning with like brutal shots. So I don't know how he played. I'm sure he's gotten better, but I did see like the final result, but I think Aaron is the best golfer of those four by far.
Well, he made a great putt to win at the end. It was super clutch. I mean, Josh's putt, you probably saw it by now, was stupid. It was a 70 footer and finished that close to the hole.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it.
Oh, it was stupid. Crazy. It was ridiculous. Can you help me with a story that I've tried to tell people? And I need pieces of it.
Does it involve nudity or no?
Close, actually.
Okay. Close. Most of them do.
So I remember back in the day when I was doing radio and I had my little stupid TV show and you would come on and we would interview in the locker room. And it was like you and then I think Mormon and Lindell, like the three of you, I think we're all next to each other maybe. And I think it was you that had a red, white, and blue, like American flag banana hammock. Am I right? Was that you?
Yeah, it was like a Zubaz Speedo.
Yes. Can you tell me the story behind the Zubaz Speedo? I was hanging in your locker.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I think I was issued it by Jeff Mazurek or Dave Hojnowski from the equipment room, right? But I still have it. And it actually, it resurfaced at Fred Jackson's roast. I did a quick outfit change and stripped down to the Speedo. So there's probably some zoomed in photos. If you want to get some cheek shots, maybe put one up in the background there. I think it was from one of the equipment guys kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
One of their buddies was making them or something. And it's been part of the collection for a while.
Good.
Well, it's a little tighter now than it used to be, though.
Gee, I wonder why. There have been reports on social media about some post-retirement football connected roles you might be taking with a particular streaming service. And I wonder how true these air quotes rumors are, and B, if you're only doing it because you want a free trip to outer space?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I will say this, like and this is something I talked to my wife about for years. It's like, I have all this built up knowledge and really experience in now the last 17 years of being involved in this game, of learning, you know, the ins and outs of offenses and defenses, but really just personalities. And I don't want to coach. I know that. Like, I mean, I would love to in a different life, but my life with the seven kids and everything, it's just something I can't do. So that's an obvious one, I guess, is to get into broadcasting somehow. It's something I may explore, and I don't know, maybe you will be seeing me. We'll see. I don't know, but okay. Right, I've talked to some of my buddies, you know, I've talked to Eric Wood about, he's really enjoyed, jumping into what he's doing. And yeah, I've talked to some guys about it.
And Ross Tucker Kyle Brandt and guys like that. I'm probably sure you're familiar with, clearly.
Yep.
Very cool, man. Well, listen, I know you're crazy busy. Well, not really.
But you got tea time with Lee pretty soon.
Right. But you clearly have your family to get back to and whatever. But best to you, obviously, and the entire Fitzpatrick brood. And we love you to death, man, in Buffalo. And I'm so happy that we could do this to hook up again. And don't be a stranger, and let me know when you're coming to Buffalo, will you?
All right, thanks. And thank you for peeling off the Diggs tape on the back of that jersey.
No worries.
Put on. Yeah,
no worries.
All right, thanks, great, man. Seeing you.
You too. Appreciate it, man.
See ya.
Be well.